25 out from the line in centre field. Burrow waits at dummy half, comes to the right to Sutcliffe, drops it off to Achurch on the charge. Big run from Mitch Achurch. Jack Buchanan did really well to bring him to ground. Burrow at dummy half to the right to Watkins for the line, and Watkins will score. 6 minutes on the clock. Pressure tells from the Leeds Rhinos. Simple shift to the right hand side. Callum Watkins with the great line through some pretty poor defending and over by the side of the post, and Leeds lead by 4 points to nil.
Well, it's all been about field position, hasn't it? And well, witness at this moment in time, they've not turned up. But as I say, Leeds, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in the position of the league, you keep inviting any team in Super League into your 22, you've got to concede a 4-pointer, and that's exactly what he's done. And Callum Watkins, well, I mean, that's the first time for many, many weeks that he showed a bit of enthusiasm, hitting the ball very, very quickly. Wasn't going to stop it from 5 metres out. And I say, an excellent start for the Rhinos. But I tell you what, man, this is a very, very lethargic start from Widnes.
Brown out to the left. Here's... Oh, it's a big dummy, and it's a try for Corey Thompson, who's turned up on the other side of the field. Corey Thompson has got him for the Widnes Vikings. Exactly 15 minutes on the clock, and Widnes are right back in it. Simple shift to the left, and instead of it being Reece Hambry, it was Corey Thompson who popped up in that gap, threw the dummy and touched it down, and it's lead 6, Widnes 4.
Yeah, all too easy for Widnes, and I say it just came back of the penalty again, and Jamie Jones had a few quiet words with the ref and marched another 10 metres, but Widnes got themselves in excellent good field position, as he just said, the shift to the left, simple hands, and Corey Thompson, well, he's popped off. Popped up on the other side of the field there. Nice little dummy through. The defence of Leeds, pretty poor. He was saying, thank you very much. I'm having the 4 points. Widnes, they're back into this game.
Sutcliffe's injured. Oh, he's a little bit slow to his feet. That's the last thing Leeds need, as Burrow comes to the left on the last tackle. But Maguire with the little kick. Marsh comes. Marsh has missed it. And Ryan Hall has scored. What was Stephen Marsh doing there? 23 minutes on the clock, and Ryan Hall won't score an easier try. Crossfield kick from Danny Maguire. Stephen Marsh jumped and made no attempt, and Ryan Hall says thank you very much and touches the ball down, and Leeds lead by 10 points to 4.
Oh, Matt Horton. And they say they give a penalty on the last tackle, so they're inviting Leeds into good field position again. And that, in that set of six, for five tackles, Lee were pretty clueless. And then so Maguire just puts a speculator of a kick across. And then all of a sudden, Stephen Marsh says, well, I'm not going to make any attempt for this. Ryan Hall just say, well, thank you very much. I'll take the easiest 4 points I'll ever score in my career. And the Rhinos, well, they'll just take that lead 10 points to 4 at this moment in time. But boy, oh boy, Stephen Marsh, have a look at yourself, son. Why did he just make any attempt to take the ball?
Ferris with an offload to Burrow. Ablett gets it to Maguire. Long ball out to Watkins. Oh, it's on here for Leeds as Watkins only got Arvan to beat. Gets it to Briscoe. Queuing up on the inside. Briscoe to Golding. Golding's going to get caught by Arvan. He's got it away.
There's been a knock on
in there.
That's
Joel Moon picks it up. And Joel Moon's going to go over the line. He's going to go under the black dot, and he's going to give it time off call.
That's a knock on.
Ben Thaler,
that's a knock on.
He said, it's gone backwards and it's been given, and Joel Moon has got the try for Leeds. It's 2 in a minute, but controversy in the build-up. Ashton Golding looks dead set to have knocked on in the middle of all that. Leeds aren't complaining though. Joel Moon, the man who's played on, and he's got in under the black dot, and Leeds lead by 14 points to 4.
Well, that's what we come to expect. And I say, when you look at this Leeds back line with Sutcliffe, Briscoe, Watkins, Moon and Hall, you know, initially it's not far off their best back line, and I say Maguire and Burrell there playing with a bit of width. That's what they want, play it nice and wide. And as I say, you know, well,
great try though.
It's a great try.
Starting with the offload.
It is. It's Leeds. It's a Leeds of old, is it? You know, nice to get the ball nice and wide out there. And I say, Watkins, great ball, Briscoe. And well, it was just a matter of who do I pass it to. At first, it sounds that Ashton Golden may have bombed this. And it's a great tackle by Arvan. I'd say that's, well, well. From this angle, you can't really tell, but Joe Moon, you can only play to the whistle. He carried on, got the 4-pointer. Leeds, they're in control at this moment in time.
Too short of the line. Widnes trying to get back in this game as Heremeyer at dummy half gets it to Mellor. Mellor goes on his own. Mellor for the line this time has scored right under the post. 33 minutes on the clock. Joe Mellor makes up for his earlier error, sticks the head down with the dummy and goes underneath. Golding can't stop him, scores on the black dot. It's Leeds 16, Widnes 8.
Yeah, Widnes with all the pressure there, and Mellor, well, this time he wasn't making any mistakes. It was just that show and go again. And as I say, well, Kevin Brown's just asking a question here with Ben Thaler regarding Interesting, well, it's quite a deep conversation, but yeah, Joe Mellor just showing all the quality. He made a great hash of the first one by dropping the ball over line, but this time no mistake. Second time around, just put Widnes back into this game.
They've got numbers to the right-hand side. They go that way with Jamie Jones-Buchanan. Short for Garbutt. Garbutt for the line will score. And Leeds are in. 11 minutes gone in the second half. And Mitch Garbutt gets in at the side of the post. Leeds had numbers that way. The Widnes defence was always under pressure. And Mitch Garbutt reaches out and touches down, and the Rhinos lead by 20 points to 10.
Well, Jamie Jones-Buchanan saying, well, there's a lot coming from creativeness from our halfback, so I'm going to just decide to have a go here. And he said to Mitch Garbutt, come on my right shoulder here. I'm just going to put you through this little hole here, 5 yards out, and he does the rest. Nice little pass there from Jamie Jones. And Garbutt, well, hard and direct, wasn't going to stop him from that sort of distance, but Widnes, only themselves to blame, Matt. Only themselves to blame.
One out football, they've got these numbers.
I tell you what, Matt, this is rubbish from Widnes. Absolute rubbish.
Marsh has got the hands out looking for the ball. They've gone the other way to Brown. Brown with the long pass for Arvan for the corner, and Patrick Arvan had scored. Widnes are in. 16 minutes gone in the second half, and Patrick Arvan gets in at the corner. Widnes finally taking advantage of some men on the outside. Long pass from Brown. Finds Patrick Arvan, and the big man's in at the corner, and it's Leeds 22, Widnes 14.
Well, I was just saying it was absolutely rubbish from Widnes, and I say, well, Kevin Brown needed to make up for that huge mistake he's just made 2 or 3 minutes ago, and well, it's one of his passes that is well known for there. Cut out 2 or 3 men, and well, Leeds defence just didn't read it, and Arvan, well, he's showing a bit of enthusiasm there, and hanging the touchline, went over for the four-pointer, and got themselves back into this game, but...
Told you he's good from close range, Scully.
Yeah, okay.
Mellor, and Mellor decides to go high. Everybody's onside. Tester for Briscoe and Golden, and Briscoe's dropped it. Briscoe, Buchanan gets it back. Hambry, free play now for the Vikings as Hambry cuts back in the inside. Hambry to the outside. Hambry for the line has scored. Reece Hambry has scored. Widnes have got two in a minute. 58 minutes on the clock. And Reece Hambry has scored on the back of the mistake from Luke Briscoe. It was a free play. Jack Buchanan was the man on the spot. Hambry weaved in and out. Went over the line on his back, but has managed to touch the football down. And it really is game on now. It's Leeds 22, Widnes 20.
It is game on as well. And I say, you make your own luck, don't you? Because, well, listen, he wasn't the best of kicks there, but it was just a great chase from the second rower from Widnes. And I'd say Mike Whiteley put the pressure on Golden. He couldn't take it. And it was great reaction. The big guy himself in Buchanan takes the ball, and Reece Hambry, well, he doesn't need to invite to get over the whitewash, and he did that. Put Widnes back in this game now, and he's got the opportunity with a goal kick to make the game level.
As Mellor at dummy half goes to the left to Brown, back on the inside for McGrath Lulawhite. Last tackle could be Joe Mellor this time. It is going to be Joe Mellor as White gets it to Mellor. Mellor gets the kick away. Chance for Mellor, and he has kicked it. Joe Mellor has kicked it. 90 seconds left here, and Joe Mellor has kicked the drop goal for the Widnes Vikings, and they now lead by 23 points to 22, and Leeds season is on a knife edge.
Well, it's not been on a knife edge. It's been finished for many, many weeks, hasn't it? Many, many weeks, but full credit to Widnes. Without there, this will be a short kickoff now, surely, from Leeds round, and see what they've got left with a minute and 19 seconds to go.
Brown is looking for the corner. Luke Briscoe gets back there, traps it on the foot, and Leeds are going to get a couple of players as Briscoe gets away from 1-2. This is it. This is the last play of the game. Burrow at dummy half gets it to Sutcliffe. Sutcliffe spins it out to Maguire. Maguire with a long ball to Moon down this left-hand side. Moon back into centre field. Moon looking for a gap. Moon flings the ball out. Has to bounces up to Mitchell Aitchurch.
I'll tell you what, it could be on.
Aitchurch has got it out. Briscoe's lost it. White's got it back. And Lloyd White's going to run it into touch. And the Leeds Rhinos season is over. They will be in the qualifiers after Widnes Vikings have recovered from a 12-point deficit in the second half to win by 23 points to 22. Leeds 16-10 up at half-time. And extended their lead 12 minutes into the second half. Mitch Garbutt getting over. Liam Sutcliffe adding the goal, but 2 tries in 2 minutes from Patrick Arvan and Reece Hambry. And 2 goals from Hambry levelled things up before Mellor's drop goal from 30 metres out. 90 seconds from time. has given the Vikings victory here this afternoon. The Leeds crowd are very, very unhappy. Widnes have 1 foot in the Super 8. For Leeds, it's Lee, London, Batley and Halifax that await Scoey.
It is, mate, and to be honest with you, they deserve nothing else, do they? You know, the season has been an absolutely huge disappointment, and I say it just sums it up today. When you look at that performance, you know, they were just at times in control, but, you know, just clueless. There's no leadership out there, and that's just certainly the big thing that's been missing. There's been no leader for this Leeds team this year, but take nothing away from Widnes, hasn't been their best performance, and I say at times a bit of a head scratcher for Dennis Betts, but they've come here, they've got the 2 points now, and certainly that cements their top eight position now, and they came back very well, 23-22, but Leeds Rhinos, and I say I'm just looking at the players coming off, and Jamie Jones, he's been Leeds best by far, but the rest, well, I'm afraid to say, just, well, at times, mate, rubbish.